All right, this is the one of the first songs we ever wrote together way back when, and this one's called Marbles. We're going to do an old song that was actually, the lyrics were written by the late, great Isaac Hayes, performed by Sam and Dave, performed by ZZ Top, and now performed by Double Plow here on KUNM.
Didn't have to hold it like you did, but you shake it like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you, Lord, you didn't have to make it like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you. All my life I've been shortchanged, but loving like yours, baby, it's a crying shame. Now I know what the winner was talking about when they told me I done turned them out. I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you. No, no, thank you.
All right, we're going to do a song from our album, See the Smoke, which this song is about more insanity, I suppose, and then we're going to get really crazy at the end.
You got the night-colored hair, well, you got the stars in your eyes, honey. You make the sap in me rise, yeah. Ooh, I'm a moonstruck fool for ya. Cause you shine your light down on me, baby. The creatures of the night, we all howling your name. Well, I won't.
Good evening, darlings. We're going to do one for you tonight that we're going to be playing on Saturday night. This is a song called Tie Your Mother Down that was written by Brian over here.
Before we meet our masquerade, we're going to meet the masqueraders. This is Double Plow, you've been listening to tonight. This performance, Dwayne Norris, lead vocal and guitar, Jimmy James Norris on lead guitar, Jason Arona on bass and second vocal, Frank Tijerina on drums and the cowbell.
Yeah.
Frank Tijerina. All right, so Double Plow has been through a period of real industry. It's been sort of hard not to find you since you're working out a whole lot. I mean, this was a hardworking band 5 years ago, personnel changes and all of that, but you seem to be pressing it even harder right now. Can you tell us about, you know, the history of the band and how you get to a place where it just seems like, money be damned, we're going to go out and play as much as we can.
Yeah, we've been playing some pretty regular gigs, especially Happy Hour at Ned's Bar and Grill at least once a month. Over there, it's kind of become our monthly tradition. We can get a lot of people out there, and that part of it's been great. And then that frees us up to try and get a couple, two, three other gigs for the month. So pretty cool.
That's fun. Ned's is real fun. It's a good place to play.
And it's interesting, you know, a Happy Hour band, you don't imagine to have quite this big a sound, but evidently they, they let you be big from beginning to end, or is there like rules of when you should?
We have to take it a little slower for the first set, let some of the drinks and atmosphere soak in, and then when the second set comes around, we get a little bit louder, we get a little bit more rocking, people are up dancing, and it becomes a party then.
Now, you're playing a lot from the Sea to Smoke album mm-hmm. tonight, but the Double Plow, as far as what you've produced as songwriters, goes back an album previous to that and an EP previous to that. As you've gone through all these changes, and obviously Dwayne and Jimmy James, you've been here since the beginning, but obviously as new perspectives, new chops, new singers come into the band, does that open up new possibilities for that for the older catalog for you?
I think so. We've got a really solid lineup right now, and we've had great people in the past, like Sean Peters and Mike Zamora playing drums, and Mike Montoya playing bass, and but you know, we've been steady for about the last year with Frank and Jason as our rhythm section. And I feel like we can go just about anywhere from here as we're starting to write new material. They always have interesting things to add to it.
I think me and Frank click really well. I mean, you can't have a good band without having a good rhythm section. I think me and Frank do a good job at that.
Having Jason as a second vocalist, does that bring some new possibilities?
Oh yes, we've needed some backups on some of these songs for quite some time, and in the studio, the past couple of recordings, I've done them myself, and you can't hardly do that on stage unless you master some heavy duty recording and slipping it in there.
Oh, but you've yet to learn about the harmonizer. You haven't tried the harmonizer?
I haven't on stage. No. Get enough of that when we play it, when we do stuff in the studio.
My wife has a harmonizer at home in the bedroom, and she's probably using it right now while I'm out.
Right. Now,
that was the jackhammer, wasn't it?
Now, speaking of high comedy, you're going to be doing this performance. It's actually going to start in just about a half hour from now, and it's the Launchpad performance. And this is a project that I think this is at least the second year, maybe even the third year they've done this. But this is really in the spirit of the masquerade side of Halloween. Can you tell us exactly what this mysterious project is at Launchpad tonight?
Well, we did this 2 years ago, and we were Ike and Tina Turner. And I'll admit, it was the first time that I've been in a band where we were playing a song, and everybody in the entire joint started singing along. I was sitting there strumming, and I thought, what in the world is going on? And I look up. And everybody in the whole joint was singing
Proud Mary.
Yeah, Proud Mary. And so we figured if
and,
we're
and
gonna
who was being Tina?
Oh, I got to be Tina.
Yeah. Oh right.
I looked nothing like Tina, as you can imagine, but I definitely did some hoochie coo dancing.
Well, you know, every singer has an inner Tina. Mm-hmm. I firmly believe that.
Well, she's the queen. Well, she comes in second. Yeah.
When they played that gig, I was actually there, and at the time I was not in the band, and I see this girl at the bar, and I was like, what on earth is this?
What an ugly girl.
What an ugly girl. And I didn't really know Dwayne very well at the time, and then, you know, he gets right up on stage and does his Tina thing, and I was like, oh my goodness. It kind of blew me away.
So the Double Plow philosophy is always to try and one-up what you've done before. And so we figured, okay, we're playing the Launchpad this time. It's a little bit bigger venue than when we were Ike and Tina Turner. So we figured we would go even bigger and come out as Queen. And we're going to rock you. We put a lot of time and a lot of work into this. And we want to go out there and just rock as hard as we can for the fans and for Queen fans. And Buzzard does a pretty good Freddy. I think we have Freddy here.
I don't know. I left Freddy at home today, Brian.
Well, he certainly does the talking, Norman. Freddy. I want to see the teeth, though. You know, you can't do Freddy without the teeth.
I have to give me some teeth.
Under pressure. You know, you remember, Roger, the one that we recorded with David Bowie in Montreux, Switzerland.
Boy.
Whenever you're ready, Johnny.
One, two, three, four.
Bobby, Bubba Boom, my baby. Pressure pressing down on me, pressing down on you. No man has more. Under pressure that burns a building down, splits a family in two, puts people on streets. Bubba Bay, Bubba Bay. Eat it up, eat it up. That's okay.
It's a terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends scream, let me out if tomorrow takes me higher. Pressure on people, people on streets. Da-da-da. La 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 la. Okay. Chipping around with my brains on the floor. These are the days that it never rains, it only pours. People on streets, eat it, eat up, eat up, eat up. It's a terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends scream, let me out of tomorrow. Take me higher as you walk. People, people on streets. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip out to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one's gone, and another one's gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Now, you're expecting sing-alongs because I was noticing the audience has not yet heard, and we won't tell them how you approach the Queen catalog, but there's one song that you're doing, actually both of the songs that you're doing, that are just begging for audience participation. Is that was that in the back of your head?
Oh, yeah. We certainly hope we can get everyone worked up on them. I mean, everyone knows them from classic rock radio, even the younger kids. You know, my daughter, her age, she's 13. They all know some of the things that we're doing over there, and so they should be able to sing along.
Now we're going to keep tabs on you as you go into the winter. You know, in the winter, a lot of schedule changes happen for musicians. So it might not be next week that we find your next gig. But if we're looking for you, we're going to go to or what is your web presence? Your best web presence right now.
Well, if you want to listen to the music really easy, you got Spotify. We're on Spotify. Just look up Double Plow. We got both of our newest albums on there. I mean, I listen to it.
Do we get your schedule? Do we get events?
Our Facebook, you can stream some songs as well, videos, and has all our upcoming events as well. We've been pushing the Facebook real hard and trying to keep it updated as well. and the and it works inside with Reverb Nation as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do another
one from our CD, See the Smoke. This one's inspired by our paternal grandfather, Denver Norris, who was somewhat of a rambling man, so it's a good old rambling man kind of song called Backslider. This is on our latest album, See the Smoke, and this is a song about politics, the way that it was sometimes experienced in the little southern town that I grew up in, and I think it was a lot more honest than Citizens United that we have now. And election day is right around the corner. Get out and vote, and let's get it on. Too. Though he never ran for office, when it come election day,
All right, you've been listening to Double Plow, recorded live in Studio A, right here on Air to the Ground, recorded and edited by Ramon Garcia, Double Plow R, Dwayne Norris, lead vocals and rhythm guitar, Jimmy James Norris, lead guitar, the green one, Jason Arona on bass and vocals, Frank Tijerino on drums and cowbell.